The newfound enthusiasm of a new year often leads to making resolutions.
Okay, guys, we're going to sit towards the front of our chairs with good straight posture. Grab your dumbbells. Put your hands down by your side, and we're starting with an arm curl. We're going up.
Overwhelmingly, one item stands out at the top of the list each year.
Hands down, the number one resolution is weight loss. Everyone wants to lose weight. January 1st is always the most popular time. New year, going to start a new routine.
Dusty Martis is the program coordinator for the ULM Activity Center. She knows for many as they turn their calendar past January.
Unfortunately, we get back into our everyday life, the routines start to slow down and people start kind of gearing away from their resolutions that they've made.
Teresa Rayleigh has seen some success in going it alone to keep in shape in previous years.
That's always been my own thing. And that's part of the problem was I didn't have a set regimen. So it's real easy to fall off when you don't have somebody there pushing you and making you do what you need to do.
This year, she's trying something new. A resolution anchored by participating in the Spring Meltdown program at the Activity Center to help achieve her goals.
I'm not more interested in the weight. It's the inches that I'm looking to lose. I've always been athletic, so my weight's never been one of my concerns. It's just the toning and the overall appearance is what I'm looking at.
Whether it's improving tone or losing pounds, results from a 2009 British survey on keeping those fitness resolutions showed that 78% of respondents fail to keep their New Year's promise. Oftentimes, it's the all-or-nothing approach to a resolution that works against success. Marta suggests to instead revise the plan.
The way to progress is slowly with small goals and meet small goals in increments instead of having one big goal and then it's so hard to see the end result, which leads to failure or slacking off and burnout.
The survey results support that approach. More than a third of those who followed through on their resolution say they did so because of setting smaller, short-term goals. Rayleigh says while supportive members in the program will help in continuing exercise, she's adopting the short-term goal approach in improving her diet.
That's a hard thing. I've cut down on my Cokes and my sugar intake. I haven't really cut out the carbs yet, but that'll be the next thing. I'm trying to do a little bit out of time to get there. So the nutrition part is definitely important. It's just finding that right thing at the right time to get there.
The Meltdown program encourages participants to not only increase exercise, but to alter nutritional habits. Marta says the same principles of the program can be applied to improve anyone's lifestyle.
Keeping a daily log is going to be the best way of tracking any type of changes in your diet. If you look at what you've taken in all day, then gradually make changes to that as far as you didn't have any vegetables today. Well, tomorrow we're going to start adding in one cup of vegetables and then gradually making different substitutes or different changes in your diet.
Yet, with such a vast majority of those who cannot keep exercise as part of their routine, Marta says there's one basic activity you can still benefit from.
I would always recommend sticking with any type of cardiovascular exercise, which walking is generally the easiest to continue with. And our weather here usually permits that we get outside pretty much all of the year and we're able to get out and walk.
It may be the one way you can hold to your resolution the rest of the year. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.